Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Kendra, thousands and thousands of people call you. Yes. They want to be on the show. Yes. They want your advice. But you're single.
That's right, girl, and loving it. Now, you know, I was in a relationship last year, but this is my single season, and I love it.
Right.
Single does not mean lonely. Single means nobody can't claim me.
Right.
And I got a roster. If you want to join the team.
That's a damn shame.
Where the camera at, Cameron? Hit me up on Instagram, Kendra G Media. We got space for one. We got space
because
for one.
I love that.
And she still can't keep a man her damn self.
Going on 46, talking about I got a roster. I got room for one. I'm single and loving it. No, you're not. You froze your eggs. So you wanted kids. And you said many times on your show, I'm an advocate for marriage. So that means you're an advocate for yourself getting married. Stop capping. Nobody believes you. I'm happy. I'm thriving. I got a roster, y'all. Do you know what it means when a woman has a roster? She's not attracting the type of man who is worth being exclusive with. That's what they got to say. They'll come up with anything to not seem as pathetic as they are. 40 plus single, never married, no kids, but want kids and want to get married.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Think about how the guys feel who are talking to her right now. After seeing this, I got room for one more. Think about how hurtful that is. Let's look at it from that angle. This is sick. This is embarrassing. If her father seen this segment, he was embarrassed, I assure you. I got a roster, y'all. I got room for one more. Send in your application.
Dingbat.
It's funny to see all the new ways women try to cope with being a failure at relationships for over 3 decades. Well, first they're going to say, I'm thriving. I'm making money. I'm traveling. Being single is great. That's one way they flip it. Next way they try to flip it, I got a roster. I got dudes on deck. I ain't tripping. That's another way they try to flip it. Another thing they try to say is, well, a lot of people ain't happy in relationships. So when you think about it like that, I ain't really missing out on much. Those are probably the three main ways they try to flip the narrative on why they've been failing at relationships for 3 decades and 2 decades and shit like that. Shout out to Tamron Hall for calling her out, though. You got thousands of people calling you for advice and trying to get hooked up by you, and you single? That was a red pill moment that slipped through on national TV. Oh, this is another thing I want to point out. The guys on her roster, they're the ones who winning. I'm fucking Kendra G on the side. I'm the man. That's how the men look at it. I got Kendra G on my roster. Now, I'm not saying she's having bedroom fun with all the dudes she's talking to, but she's probably having bedroom fun with one or two of them. Kendra, you don't have them on your roster. They have you on their roster. Let's be very fucking clear.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Because we know Kendra ain't messing with no bums. She messing with dudes with money.
How could you be so sure?
So they'll play the game with you for a little bit because they already hitting other honeys. So they'll call you a couple times a week just to be able to put Kendra G under their belt, just to be able to say they hit Kendra G.
Yeah.
Man. Freddy, we run ATL in the building. And...
What is this? She is nuts. She is sick and she's nuts.
Is it just me or do Kendra be doing too much? There's nothing wrong with dancing. I just get a cringe vibe. Anytime she get to cutting the rug, you know what I mean? The big wigs, the ridiculous outfits. She just screams embarrassment. She's definitely the type of woman who embarrasses her man in public.
I guarantee you that.
I can guarantee you that.
Now, this is one of her events in Atlanta. Now, do you think some love connections are going to happen at one of these?
No way. No how.
He always has to be the center of attention. She doesn't have any chill in her. Like, nothing about this says wife. Nothing. It's best that those eggs stay in the freezer, Kendra. Just let them stay on the freeze. Please.
Bars.
Okay, I'm on my way to the Super Bowl, but they have a no large purse policy. So I'm going to show you how your wig can become your purse.
What kind of shit is that?
Okay, first things first. You cannot leave your home without your ID. Okay, you just can't do it. Bam, we got an ID. Okay, now you cannot leave your place without some money. My daddy taught me that, all right? Okay, we got my credit cards and some cash. Now, I'm a black girl. I don't leave my house without Vaseline, child. I don't know about y'all, but I always got my Vaseline with me. Okay? Y'all hear something? What's that? Oh, that's my phone. Okay. Ooh, yeah.
There's help available if you ask for it.
I don't even know where to start. Like, yes, this is ghetto. Vaseline in your wig. Your money, credit card, Vaseline, and phone in your wig. I feel like having them in your breast and your bra would be less ghetto than this. But you're supposed to be so bougie and so classy. We're not buying it, Kendra. We're just not buying it. Does she think this is funny? It's not funny. Is it supposed to be a skit? I don't think it's a skit. I really think she went to the Super Bowl with Vaseline and credit cards in her wig. I genuinely believe that. This is the woman that was bragging about paying $80,000 a month in bills. But this is the best solution she can come up with to the fact that the Super Bowl didn't allow big bags. How about you just carry a little bag?
I know it's not rocket science, but it seems like it's pretty difficult for you to figure out.
So, yeah, not only did I want to touch on how ghetto this is and how classless this is and how trashy it is, I just want to touch on how immature it is. I feel like a mature adult woman who really on her grown woman-ish wouldn't even think to do something like this. And if she did think to do something like this, she damn sure wouldn't make an internet video about it. The lack of self-awareness is just mind-blowing. This next video is Kendra G at the Super Bowl embarrassing herself, embarrassing everyone who knows her, and embarrassing the whole black race. And yes, her wig, her big ridiculous wig, is going to keep falling off and exposing her pushed back hairline or whatever. I don't know if she's bald or whatever. But look, all that money you got, the millions of dollars you got, and you couldn't get someone to install the wig properly. This is the woman with $80,000 a month in bills, though. But can't afford some bobby pins or whatever the fuck. I don't know the mechanics of weave. I don't know weaveology and all that. I don't know all the technicals when it comes to weave tracks and all that other shit. But come on.
Come on, man. Damn.
Let's just give her the benefit of the doubt and say she was drunk. Maybe she was just drunk, you know? Maybe she popped a pill. Maybe she hit some trees before she went in. Maybe she not in her right mind. Maybe we should just give her that benefit of the doubt. Y'all let me know below. He has to keep turning around so she can pull the wig back on the front of her head. You know? Why not just be candid, Kendra? You're already embarrassing yourself, so just pull the wig back up on your head in front of the camera. You know? Why not at this point? Imagine if you were the guy here with her. I hope a guy isn't there, for men's sake. Just for men's sake everywhere. I don't even know if that makes sense, but you get what I'm trying to say. I hope a man isn't recording this video. Seriously, please. Please don't let it be a dude holding his camera right now. I hope it's one of her girlfriends.
Yikes. Well, good luck with all that.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.